Hello, and welcome to the Queen's Access Podcast. It's so lovely to have you here, and I hope you find this a useful resource in learning more about life at Oxford, but more specifically about life at the Queen's College. My guests this week are Katie Humphreys, a second-year historian, Ying Wong, the current sports rep and a second-year studying philosophy and psychology, and Hamish Smeaton, who's just finished his fourth year studying maths. They'll talk to me about getting involved in sports, both at a college and a university level. My apologies for any poor audio, these interviews have all been conducted over Zoom and the internet connection isn't always completely reliable. For a transcript of this episode, please visit the Queen's website. I hope you enjoy.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for being here, I really appreciate it. To get things started, could you each tell me a little bit about your Queen's journey? So, how you ended up at college. So Ying, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, so I actually only had like a day to look around different colleges when I came for like, it was actually a maths day and we could only visit like one college. So I actually just chose based on like its proximity like to the high street and the fact it also had a gym. But also when I like went around, it kind of had a really friendly atmosphere. So that was like my choice for choosing Queen's.
Brilliant.
Mostly
okay. Katie, what about you?
So I went up to see Queen's on an open day and just loved the atmosphere. I thought the quad and the tower at the front was so pretty. And also as a historian, I felt that the library was a big thing I had to take into account. And I just loved the three floors in the Queen's Library and the fact we could work in the old one. So that was a big deciding factor for me.
Yeah, brilliant. And Hamish, what about you?
So I'm from up in Cumbria in the Northwest, which is one of Queen's link regions. So when I came on an open day, they kind of hosted us and put us up for a couple of nights while the open day was happening. So having already stayed there, I felt no reason not to apply. I really liked all the people I met, the accommodation I was given, the meals, the food. Obviously, as Katie mentioned, the quad is stunning. It's such an amazing place to kind of be. So when I actually found out I had to pick a college, it was a no-brainer because I'd not really considered any others and I'd actually stayed at Queen's already.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's going to be covered a little bit more in the Access and Outreach episode. We're going to talk a little bit about the link regions and about Open Day Plus. So yeah, feel free to tune into that. Okay, so for each of you, if you could kind of take me through what a week looks like generally in your life at Oxford. So you all study different subjects, you're in different years. So what did your average week look like? So Katie, do you want to start us off with that?
Yeah, so my week is quite different from someone that does science because it's a lot of self-teaching. So I'd spend usually most of the day in the library doing independent reading. I try and alternate between the Queen's Library and the Radcliffe Camera for a bit of a change of scenery. And then once a week, I'll have a tutorial where I go through the essay that I've researched and written during the course of the week. And then also I have two lectures, which tend to be on a Monday and a Wednesday, which are good to go to when they connect to your essay question, but sometimes they're on different topics. So yeah, most of my week is a lot of independent reading. And then I play hockey. So it's kind of broken up by a bit of training here and there, but that's my week.
Lovely. Hamish, what about you?
As Katie mentioned, the STEM subjects are a bit more kind of structured and less independent. I have anywhere between 6 and 14 lectures a week, depending on which year I was in. And then that's complemented fairly regularly by tutorials. They can, in your later years, they get a bit bigger into more like class sizes, but the first couple of years, there's tutorials with only 1 to 3 people in the class. And you do weekly problem sheets based on the content of the lectures. So it's very, very structured. There's lecture notes each week posted. So the lectures are good to go to, but they're not like crucial. The tutorials are the main thing. So I'd have kind of up to 5 in first and second year, and then maybe only 2 1.5-hour long ones in third and fourth year. But yeah, it's still kind of 15 hours plus of contact time a week. And then the hours that I'm not in kind of restricted times, obviously I've got to complete my problem sheets. So again, I choose to work in the library most of the time. The Queen's Library is great. And yeah, I guess when I'm not doing that, I've got sport. I play corfball for the university and then college sport as well. And do some kind of music sometimes as well. So yeah, that's how I kind of fill my free time when I'm not studying.
Okay, brilliant. It's worth noting, so Hamish has just graduated from doing an integrated master's, and maths is quite different in that the fourth year is a taught year. So I do chemistry, and my fourth year will be an entirely research-based year. But yeah, I find it interesting that Hamish, you still had like lectures and form sheets, and it's far more, your fourth year is far more similar to the rest of your course.
Yeah, it is an exception. I think the other integrated master's course are the sciences, chemistry, biochem, physics. They all have much more independent research of the fourth year, kind of a project lab style based, I guess. Whereas maths, fourth year is essentially another third year. The structure is exactly the same. We do exams, we do lectures. There's opportunity to do a dissertation in fourth year, but that's also there in third year. It's just less taken up because people, I guess, don't feel they know enough to write one yet. But the structure of the fourth year masters is no different. I think we're also an exception in that we get two grades for our degree. So I have a grade for my first 3 years and my fourth year, even though it's technically integrated. I think mm-hmm. that's unique amongst the masters as well.
Yeah, I know masters an interesting course in the way that it works. Okay, fantastic. Ying, do you want to take us through your week?
So mine varied quite a lot actually per term, because the way my course is structured, you do all like the prelim stuff in the first two terms, and then you go on to like FHS stuff in the third term. But in the first two terms, I think I had about 6 lectures per week, and then tutorials would change like week to week because I had quite a lot of like fortnight organized tutes. So I'd probably have about 3 to 5 a week, and each of them would be either have like an essay or some like problem sheets, because obviously I do joint course, so I'd have a lot of like self-reading for philosophy, and then more like kind of structured but still essays for psychology. And then in the third term I also had like practical sessions because we had a lab report in for the end of term.
Yeah, I think PPL is an interesting one. So yeah, that's psychology, philosophy and linguistics, for those of you who don't know. So unlike PPE, which is politics, philosophy and economics, where you study each of the three subdisciplines in the first year, I believe with PPL you pick 2 to go in.
Well, yeah, so you only have to pick 2. Some people choose 3, but I think we had one person this year pick 3 and then dropped mm-hmm. it. So
yeah. No, it's an interesting course. I think it's always sounded very interesting. Okay, fab. So let's get off into kind of the main point of this episode, which is all things sport, both in college and in the university. So I'll start us off with Ying. So Ying, as I mentioned in the introduction, is the sports rep for Queen's. So Ying, what's that like and what does your role entail there?
So far, I've mostly like talked to all the sports captains in Queen's College and just trying to like make there some like conversations with them and just passing on any information that they need to know or pass on to their teams. And then also I know there's, so just like raising any issues that they may have to the teams, because I know there's a termly like meal with everybody sports kind of related in college. Another main task is to organize like the stash, so all the sports branded clothes. So I'll be doing that in the first term, but I haven't done that yet. And then also just, yeah, answering general questions that anybody has in sports, about sports at Queen's, and also trying to like encourage participation in the multiple teams as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the sports rep is part of the JCR exec. So if you want to tune into our student leadership episode, Isabel and I will go through a lot of the different exec positions. And yeah, Ying had to stand up and do a speech and tell us why she should be sports rep in last term, and that's a position I believe that you hold for a year. It's an interesting job, and it's nice, I think, as well, the fact that with all of the exec positions you have the parts that actually formally relate to your role, and then you also get to be involved in the wider exec in terms of like working groups and general decisions that are made. So I think that's really nice. Okay, so for each of you, what has been your experience of college sport, uni sport, just generally sport in Oxford? So Katie, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, so I play university hockey, and in my first year, I played for the ladies' third team, which was really fun. We trained twice a week and then on a Tuesday morning and a Friday afternoon, and then had a match on a Wednesday and a Saturday. So it was quite a time commitment, but I think it was amazing. It was such a good way to make friends out of college, and also just so much fun and a nice break from your studies. And then this year coming, I'm captaining the women's fours, which is another really fun thing to do. And it gives you a chance to get even more involved in a club that you love. And then outside of hockey, I played netball for college, which was really great fun on a Thursday afternoon. And it's just, again, another really good way to make friends with people in different year groups doing different subjects who you wouldn't really see at any other point. So I think sport's brilliant at uni, just for the friendship aspect and the like team environment. So I love it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's lovely. And I think, yeah, as you say, sport's gonna be such a good way to settle in and make new friends. Okay, Hamish, what about you?
I've played quite a lot of sport during my kind of 4 years here. I play corporal for the university, as I mentioned before, but I've kind of been involved in lots of different college sports. In my first year, I played a lot of lacrosse and basketball for college, and then some of those teams kind of struggled to kind of get membership. Obviously, the biggest sports in the rugby and football are much more popular, so I played a lot of that as well. I did used to play rugby at school, so that kind of easily followed in, but football is not something I'm good at, but it's something that kind of everyone in college, even if you've never really played, is encouraged to get involved in if you want to. There's lots of different sports teams, and we have matches there all the time, and the fact that we don't have training, that kind of helps you kind of feel that you don't really need to have a certain level of talent, because they're really just looking for numbers. It's more a bit of a fun. Obviously the uni sports are much more serious, but at a college level, it's kind of, obviously there are the first teams for each sport, which are a bit more, you know, ability based, but kind of, I think it's great at Queen's that people are really encouraged and welcomed into any sport, even if they're just trying it for the first time. Obviously I know that from starting corporal at the university, which I'd never played before, but yeah, in college, there's so many different sports to get involved in. I play a rugby match and a football match every week. And if there's any kind of other sport that suddenly needs a player, I've played, as Kate said before, netball. I played netball a couple of times just when they're kind of short players 1 week. So it's really good that you can kind of get involved in so many things. It's a great way to meet people in college and outside.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's nice to highlight as well, the difference between college and uni sport, and the fact that, you know, you can very much, it's so available to take up a sport that you've never done before, and you don't have to be some kind of Olympic athlete to be able to make friends with sport at uni. Yeah, brilliant. And finally, Ying, what about you?
I kind of dabbled in a lot of random sports over the year. Like everyone said, I joined a lot of college teams because I thought they're like low commitment and they're just fun to like meet new people. So I did a bit of netball, football and rowing. And then uni sports, I also did a lot of like random development teams, so, and which didn't like require a lot of commitment, again, timing. So I did a bit of like the lacrosse team. I went to like a few corporal training sessions and some of the surf society like socials and stuff. So it was quite fun, again, to meet people outside of college and like of different year groups.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, brilliant. So Hamish, you've already mentioned that you took up corfball, which everyone had not heard of until you mentioned it. So so you have the experience of taking up a completely brand new sport at Oxford. So how did you find that?
I think it was really good because I came into Oxford really hoping to try out some new sports. Obviously, I'd always been told when you get to university, there's such a wide range of people to try anything. So when I went to the Freshers' Fair in first year, I signed up for so many different sports, and then I continued to get many emails from all of these clubs for the rest of my Oxford degree. But in first year, I tried out lots of things. I tried out handball, I tried out water polo, I tried out underwater hockey. I'd never really heard of corporal at the time, which meant I was, unfortunately, didn't actually start playing it till second year. I think if someone had described to me what it was, which is essentially mixed netball, really, it's got a few different rules. It's a Dutch sport, but the same objective of basketball and netball, to score points by getting the ball through a kind of raised hoop. It's a different style of play. There's some extra rules in there which make the tactics very different, and it's much, much faster than kind of college level basketball or netball. I think if anyone had told me what it was, I would have been like, that sounds great, but I just didn't hear about it. So my advice to anyone is, if you are looking to take a new sport, actually go and speak to lots of different people. Even if you look at a sport and think, I've no idea what that is, a lot of the time you can actually hear about and think that does sound like it would work for me. So yeah, I didn't really get into corporal until second year, and then I played for 3 years. I was captain of the uni second team last year, and then this year in the uni second again. We came second in the national plate, which was really good fun. But yeah, taking up a brand new sport is kind of a big step, because you feel like maybe there'll be other people who are more experienced. And sometimes that can be the case. When I went to the handball club, there was a lot of maybe East European countries, people from those countries who played it a lot when they were young. So I kind of felt a bit out of my depth. But corporal was good in that 80% of their intake every year have never played it. And really, as long as you kind of have played a bit of netball or basketball, then you'll probably kind of pick it up quite quickly. The first year, it's fairly obvious that the second team has kind of 3 or 4 complete beginners on the team, and they still manage to do really well because all the other clubs that we play in the local area or at the uni level have also got brand new players playing for them each week. So it's really, really good. And it meant that, like, especially being a second year, I wasn't completely new to Oxford. So I felt more comfortable and confident speaking to people and getting involved in the club. So I became, as I said, the captain of the second and also the treasurer for the club, which was a really good kind of CV boost. But also, like, it meant that, like, I got to know other people, kind of speak to people more often as I was kind of on the exec for the club. I think it's just a great kind of way, as Katie said, with hockey, just to kind of meet people outside of college, because besides your subject and, like, maybe other people you know if you meet your friends or whatever, I think sport is actually the best way to kind of make new friendships outside of college.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you. That was really, really interesting. And I think, like, yeah, what Hamish is saying is right, is going to Freshers' Fair and signing up for everything, yes, you will be emailed for the rest of time, but also it can be such a laugh and it's such a good way of finding new things that you never would have done before. So I think after Freshers' Week, in first week, I went to a salsa dancing taster class, and I was absolutely awful at it, but it didn't matter because I went and had a proper laugh. I went with a couple of friends from college, and it was great. It was so much fun, and I would never have done that. And yes, they still email me, but it was worth it. It was worth it for that fun experience. And I was considering taking it up, and yeah, that was really good. Okay, so Katie, you've mentioned that you play on the uni hockey team. So you carried on playing high-level hockey when you came to university. So how did you find that transition coming to play a university sport? And what's your experience been of being on a uni team?
So hockey is a pretty popular sport. A lot of schools will play it, and primary schools will play it. So there is a lot of people that have a lot of experience in the game, so it's definitely one of the more competitive clubs to get into. However, I loved it, and it was a really great way to make friends. I did pre-season for 2 weeks before I came to Oxford, so I felt by the time freshers came around, I already knew the city a little bit better. I already had some friends from different colleges, and I just felt that little bit more settled. And the commitment level for hockey I found at the start quite overwhelming, because I was trying to balance how to work out an Oxford degree on top of making it to training sessions. But I think in the long run, playing sport, especially at one of the clubs where there is that little bit more commitment, is actually a really good thing, because it teaches you how to discipline yourself and get really good time management. And then outside of that, I think also playing high-level hockey has kept me really, really fit. And I think health is a really important thing, because you're always stressed. You're not always stressed, but you can get a little bit stressed at Oxford. So it's quite good to just have that relaxation protected time period where you know, like, okay, I'm definitely out of the library here, or I'm going to leave that essay, I'm going to leave that problem sheet and just go and have some fun. And then also the social aspect of the club is amazing. Wednesday nights tend to be sports nights at Park End, and especially if you go with a team, sometimes there's like a theme for the night, or you're coming from a crew date with another hockey team, and it's just a really great like team bonding atmosphere. So on the pitch, I've loved it in terms of keeping physically fit, getting competitive hockey at a really high level. I played for the ladies third team, and everybody on that team played for their school first, so it's really high level. But also off the pitch as well, the social side of making new friends and just having loads of fun has really made my uni experience so much better. So yeah, I've loved playing hockey and find the integration from school to uni pretty easy. I mean, I'm no Olympic athlete. The first team plays National League and they're amazing, but I still feel really content in getting a really great level of hockey on the women's third team, and I'm sure that'll be the same when I'm captaining the fourth.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Katie. Okay, so we've had some really, really great perspectives there, I think, and we've really covered a lot of different aspects of sport, and I'm not going to lie, I want to take something up now. Maybe second year is going to be my year. You guys have inspired me. Okay, perfect. So I think just as a nice closing, this can be sports related, but isn't necessarily. For each of you, what is your favourite thing about Queen's and why? So Hamish, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of changed throughout the years, I guess. I've really enjoyed the sports in general, but I guess the thing that, it sounds really lame, but I don't know, I think I really like the library about Queen's. It really is kind of my favourite part of the college. I loads of other stuff I like, obviously the bar and the course are amazing, the college itself is just really grand, and obviously the people, but the library has kind of been a very useful thing for me the whole way through. Like, lots of other colleges don't have as nice a library. They don't have 24/7 library. The librarian staff are a bit more strict with them. And I think our library is kind of best of all those worlds, where you're really kind of welcomed and it's a big open space. You have the kind of up old-fashioned area that's kind of, if you really like that kind of style, and there's also the modern bit downstairs. So it's kind of something for everyone. And it's very easy for me to kind of go there from my room in college just for an hour's work when I have free time, whereas I think sometimes it's a bit difficult to motivate yourself if that wasn't there. So I think from the perspective of me actually completing my degree, the library has been my kind of favourite part of college.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think the library is absolutely lovely. Okay, Ying, do you want to take us off?
So I think for me this year particularly, I feel like I quite like just the general setup of college, because I feel like it's quite, not small, but like the way it's set up, you kind of bump into a lot of people, so you get to like, you get a lot of familiar faces, and it just feels quite like a kind of little community, because you just see a lot of people constantly, and you end up like chatting to different people from like different courses and different year groups, like in JCR or like BC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's nice. Queen's has a nice size. And Katie, finally, what about you?
Yeah, I'd say similar to Ying. I think the size of Queen's really makes it for me, because it's not a tiny college, but it's definitely not too big. So you get to know everybody from your own year, and then you get to make some really good relationships with people in different years too, which is helped by the college family. I love that part of Queen's, that we get our wee college family. So yeah, I just really like the atmosphere, which is helped by the good middle size of the college.
Yeah, definitely. Katie, do you mind just explaining the college family really, really briefly, just for anyone who isn't familiar with the concept?
Yeah, of course. So the college family is, when you're a fresher, you get given a college mum, some college mums or some college dads, or a college mum and a college dad, which is two people in the year above who've got college married, which is a platonic thing where two friends just decide that they're going to come together and raise their future little children of their subject. So you are paired with somebody who usually tends to do your subject, and they're your port of call in terms of getting help and guidance and just fitting into college. And I think it really helped a lot of people to settle in.
Yeah, definitely. Saren and I discussed that in the welfare episode, and we both said it's such an underrated resource and an underrated system, but it settles you in so quickly and so brilliantly. And I love the way that Queen's does it. Well, thank you all so, so much for talking to me. I think you've been absolutely fantastic, and I'm sure everybody who listened in would agree. I hope you all have a lovely, lovely day, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much to Ying, Hamish and Katie for that fantastic conversation, and a massive thank you to all of you who listened. There are loads more Access resources on the Queen's College website at www.queens.ox.ac.uk/access-outreach, and you can find out more about college in general through its website, Twitter and Instagram, including on the Access Twitter @Queen's Outreach. That's all from me. Have a lovely week, and hopefully I'll see you again soon.